Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Wilkinson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Roy Wilkinson. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe bunts towards the mound. Wilkinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan bunts in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-0 in the game. Ellerb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson is hit by the pitch. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Jacobson moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. John Russell now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. Severide moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide scores. Gerber moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber scores. It's 7-0, Browns. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Bubzer pinch hits for John Russell. Hal Bubzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bubzer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Robertson now pitching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-0 in the game. McClellan is hit by the pitch. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Gerber goes all the way around to score. McManus moves to second. It's 9-0, Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Van Gilder bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-0, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ellerbe trying to get to home. Hooper throws the ball into Schalk, who tags Ellerbe, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Yamyarian pinch hits for Charlie Robertson. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Yamyarian now catching. Jose Acosta now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive towards third. McClellan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 13-0 Browns. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Van Gilder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Van Gilder moves to second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McClellan hits a fly ball towards right. Tobin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tobin. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lum Davenport now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lum Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Van Gilder hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Strunk. Van Gilder reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Gilder scores. It's 14-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Yarian and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McClellan strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.